American Apparel has ousted its founder. His name is Dov Charney. The clothing company had dealt with allegations of misconduct against him and lawsuits for years. NPR's Sam Sanders reports.
You probably know American Apparel, or at least their advertising. Big billboards across the country with images of scantily clad young women in suggestive, blush-inducing poses. Well, Dov Charney, the man who created American Apparel, in his Tufts University dorm room, is gone. The board of directors said it voted to replace Charney as chairman and terminate him as president and CEO. American Apparel's current chief financial officer will be interim CEO. New board co-chair Alan Mayer said in a statement, "We take no joy in this, but the board felt it was the right thing to do." For years, Charney has been a lightning rod. There have been numerous lawsuits against him and allegations of sexual misconduct. One employee accused Charney of making her his sex slave. Charney's always denied the allegations. Here he is in a 2012 CNBC interview.
That's also a testimony to my success, though. I mean, the fact that I'm a target for baseless lawsuits.
All lies.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and go through, you know, thousands of pages or some, but the allegations that I acted improperly at any time are completely a fiction.
This ongoing pattern of deplorable behavior, you couple that with really poor financial performance, you just had to feel that this guy was living on borrowed time.
That's Jeremy Sheldon, an analyst with IHL Group. He says American Apparel has some major financial problems. Last year, the company reported a net loss of over $100 million. The stock trades well under a buck. Sheldon says even with Charney gone, American Apparel's still got a lot to fix.
Whatever damage he's done internally to the corporate culture, the scars of a caustic work environment can last a lot longer.
Life after Charney for American Apparel is going to be hard. Just today, the company told the SEC it may have to file for bankruptcy, since ditching Charney may void two major credit agreements. Sam Sanders, NPR News.